We're good. Okay, Commissioner Lee, you're set.
Good. Okay.
All right. We'll go ahead and welcome everybody out to our Board of Equalizations meeting this morning. Grateful for the opportunity to be with you. I'm Commissioner Ivey. I'll be chairing this meeting here, and we have Commissioner Bill Lee on the phone with us. The first three items on our agenda are approval of the minutes of the Board of Equalization held October 29th, November 5th, and November 19th. Were there any questions on those minutes?
Nope, no questions. I'll make a motion that we approve items number 1, 2, and 3.
I will suspend the rules for this meeting and second that motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Excuse me, that motion will carry 2-0. Agenda items 4 and 5 are to approve the Board of Equalization. Oh, I've got to do them separately, sorry. Regular agenda item number 4 is to approve the Board of Equalization Assessor Approved Report. Any questions on that?
Nope.
Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve agenda item number 4.
I will second. All those in favor of approving regular agenda item number 4, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. I will pass 2-0. Next up is regular agenda item number 5, and that's to approve the Board of Equalization Hearing Process Report. Any questions?
No.
I'll entertain a motion.
Make a motion that we approve agenda item number 5.
I will second. All those in favor of approving regular agenda item number 5, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We'll carry 2-0. Next up is regular agenda item number 6. This is to approve or deny a petition to the Board of Equalization to hear an appeal of property valuation after the filing deadline for the stated parcel. Do we have any notation from staff on this one?
The only question on this one is whether or not this would be approved for a factual error. The petitioner is not making a merit-based argument like there's no medical condition, there's no extraordinary circumstance at play here. So they're just filing for the correction of factual error. I don't know if Jim Stevens is here from the assessor's office to agree or disagree if that's factual error or not. So we'll leave it up to them.
Jim?
I've spoken with the taxpayer. He submitted photos of an unfinished basement, what the county had assessed as finished. So that's what we're going to correct is the basement finish.
Okay. Any commission thoughts or questions, Commissioner Lee?
No, I think with the basement being finished and the photos of that not being finished, I'm in favor of approving.
I would agree. So I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve item number 6 on our agenda.
I will second that. All those in favor of approving regular agenda item number 6, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. I will carry 2-0. Next up is to approve or deny the application for new property tax exemption for St. Peter and Paul Orthodox Christian Church.
Vicki Westergaard, Clerk Auditor's Office. This is one that was denied previously because they hadn't gotten a building permit and started building, and they have started building. I believe Mr. Flanagan is here.
The applicant is here if you'd like to speak.
Thank you, Vicki. Thank you. Yes, we had previously applied, but we had not yet been issued a building permit. We have now had our building permit issued September 9th, 2019. We have commenced construction. I had sent some photos to Vicki as well to show that we have commenced we've done our concrete work and framing, and in fact are putting the trusses up today. So construction is well underway, and we expect to be completed in February and able to hold services at that time. So
that's very exciting. I know I didn't have any other questions recalling this one, and that was issue at hand. Commissioner Lee?
I'm in favor of approving this, probably with a notation of when construction began. And I have a note on here that was 8/28/2019. I don't know if that's totally correct or not, but that's the date that was given to me.
Well, that would qualify the property for the 2020 tax year, mm-hmm. but not for 2019 because it had to have been in use on January 1st of this year.
Okay, that's helpful. I did not know that.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
So there's no prorating based upon when a permit's issued or anything?
Correct.
Okay.
So, but we'll get you going from here on forward.
Perfect. So. Great. Thank you very much.
So in that case, do we approve the application for the new property tax exempt going forward into 2020? Is that the proper wording on it?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So moved.
Okay. I will second that. I have a motion and a second to approve a regular agenda item number 7 as stated. All those in favor, please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
And we'll carry 2-0. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Next up is to accept or deny the 2019 application for new property tax exemption for Rural Housing Development Corporation. This was received after the state mandated March 1st deadline. We'll go ahead and, Vicki, if you want to speak to this one.
Commissioners, number 8 through 12 are all the where we have to accept the late. So I don't know if you want to do one, you know, or go through each one individually. Some of them they didn't know.
I see no need. We can
they
do
were
them
supposed
all together.
To do it.
So this, just my understanding, this is not to approve their requests. This is just to approve a late application.
Right.
And then the
first
merits of the requests would be determined later. Is that
right.
correct?
Correct.
They have separate agenda items.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. I'm ready for a motion. Right. All right. I can make a motion if you're okay with that.
Yeah, I had to entertain a motion.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we accept items number, accept the applications as stated in agenda item number 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12.
I will second that motion. All those in favor of accepting the applications as stated in regular agenda items numbers 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12, please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
And that will carry 2-0. Next up is regular agenda item number 13. This is to approve or deny a 2019 application for new property tax exemption for Rural Housing Development Corporation. Vicki?
So this one here is one that they missed when they applied in May, between March and May. And so Brad Bishop had sent in a new application when he got the tax notice.
Okay.
And so.
Yep, we have another, we have a question here on this one.
As I looked that up, that's a 10-acre piece.
We'll have you repeat that so Commissioner Lee can hear you in the mic.
As I looked that up, that's a 10-acre piece of property, not an individual building lot. So I didn't know that we could do that.
I on your notes, you'll see I called the Salem City on this, and there have not mm-hmm. been any building permits issued. There's no curb and gutter or anything on this one.
Now, Dave, typically on this one, it has to be an individual lot or some type of improvement, correct?
I think that's been the case with the prior ones that were approved.
Right. This is the organization that went to the tax commission.
Right.
And so they had to have some kind of improvements in the past to get approved for it.
Right. This parcel
I'm seeing it as vacant land and no exclusive use.
Right.
Correct.
I would concur with that, so.
They still would have the ability to appeal that the decision if it's denied today.
Right.
That would be their choice.
And I would probably lean to a denial on this because I would concur with you, Commissioner Lee, that it's kind of just vacant land at this point.
Right.
Yeah. I'd entertain a motion if there's no further discussion.
I'll make a motion that we deny the application in agenda item number 13.
Second. I have a motion and a second to deny regular agenda item number 13. All those in favor, please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
That will carry 2-0. Next up is regular agenda item number 14. This is to approve or deny the application for new property tax exemption for American Heritage Schools. Vicki? Jeva.
What organization are you from?
No, I can't.
Okay.
This one, there's one of the parcels has been developed with tennis courts, parking lots, but the two of them are vacant land. One is where the soccer field would be, and I looked up on their website to see when there would be breaking ground on the other two parts that are vacant land now, and it says spring of 2020.
Okay.
So the one, on the notes that I did for you. The 34602-0004 is the only one that has been developed at this point.
Okay.
Was it as of January 1st? Or do we know? We assume so.
I don't know. And they said they couldn't be here today because everyone was in meetings.
I have additional thought here from staff.
I did look at that on pictometry, and the one that is improved has substantial improvements, and that pictometry was dated June, so I would have...
You assume so?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think their website showed that that was done in 18 when they made those.
So that, Commissioner Lee, for your information, the applicant indeed could not make it today and are not here. So I guess from my perspective, the question would be, would we want to take action on the, 34602-444 parcel and continue the other two or discontinue the whole thing to give them an opportunity to present? Or
I think that'd be good. And just under disclosure, I have children that have gone to this school and one that goes there currently. But I wouldn't mind discussing it, and then maybe we can decide what to do. I agree with the 36602-0004. I think that one should be approved as the facility is obviously there. The 36002-0003 is a vacant piece of parcel that is off to the side that still has, it's going to take some time. The one that bothers me the most, I'd love to hear what they have to say on that other one. But then the one that bothers me the most is this little sliver, the 14004-0347. It's a little sliver piece of property, but it's sandwiched between parcels of property that have the exemption, and so it kind of bothers me that we would not be consistent if we have exemption on one side. And on the other side is the one that we talked about, the 0004. Mm-hmm. But we have this little sliver that says we're not saying now we're not going to go through that, and yet it's kind of sandwiched in between parcels that we've given that exemption to.
That is interesting, and I would like to hear the applicant and find out about building permit processes and such on the other one. So
he did tell me that he has another one that was missed that had been donated to them that they would be applying for, and I told them that we could continue it if you wanted to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, but it'd be good to continue. Maybe if we wanted to continue the whole thing, or if we want to take action on the one that's the obvious one with the 00041.
I would suggest you approve the one that clearly qualifies, just so it's correctly shown on the tax rolls for... Going forward,
and that'd be my preference as well. So I'd entertain a motion.
Okay, I'll make a motion that we approve the application for the new property tax exempt for American Heritage Schools with the parcel, the serial number of 36602-0004, and the two remaining that are listed on the item number 14, that we continue them to the next meeting.
All right. For the record or correction, I think you said 36 is the first number. It should be 34. There, okay, so there's a typo on your agenda, okay. Commissioner Lee. Okay. So it should be 34602-0004.
Okay, great. Whatever the correct number is.
Yep, I'm with you. Second on that, all those in favor of approving the noted parcel with continuation of the other two parcels, please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
I will carry 20. Next up, we have the... Excuse me. Regular agenda item number 15, to approve or deny an application for new property tax exemption for Now I Can Foundation. Vicki, would you like to introduce this one for us?
This is an organization that provides physical therapy to children, handicapped children, and they are here. Mm-hmm. So if you want to come up. They own the property. They just bought the property. They've been renting it in the past, and they bought it earlier this year. Like in January 15th is when the warranty deeds were signed.
Okay, perfect. Please introduce yourselves and then tell
Thank
us
you.
What you're doing.
We're Tracy and Joel Christensen, and we're the founders of Now I Can Foundation, and just brought this to introduce ourselves. We've been here for 13 years and have, 11 years in that facility, and just had a very generous donation that allowed us to buy that property in the Village Green Complex. And at the same time we were selling and purchasing a new property, we provide a place for families to stay when they travel, even from out of the state, to receive therapy. And we changed that little residence. And so we just were late and getting in this application, and would love to be able to use those funds for our charitable purposes for the kids.
Okay. Now, from my understanding, you do charge some fees. Is that correct?
We do. We bill insurance for families that have insurance to pay, and then we offer grants for families once they... Insurance never pays what a child with a disability needs to be able to get therapy. So when families need help, if they don't have insurance or if they don't have sufficient insurance, then we offer free and discounted therapy. Okay. So we're treating kids with cerebral palsy and spina bifida and Down syndrome and kids that are learning to sit and stand and walk.
Would you have an estimate on the overall contribution of good back into the community that is a charitable function of your organization?
Oh, well, a lot of good. On many levels, I mean, we work with kids from the universities that are applying for medical school and help them to have that educational experience. The good that our therapy does is allowing children to be able to be independent and their families to not have to pay for surgeries and assistive devices and all kinds of other more extreme interventions. So kids are learning to walk and not need walkers, and learning to stand and not need surgeries. So that's saving insurance, etc. We see about 100 kids a year.
Okay.
Some from Utah, some from Utah County, some from all over the country, like I said.
Those 100, how many participate in your charitable portion where you're giving them, you know, no-cost therapy or reduced-cost therapy? And probably of those two, what's the breakdown percentage-wise of how many receive no-cost therapy?
I mean, I'm sure we give grants to probably 75% of our patients.
Okay.
We generally give grants of about $60,000 to $80,000 a year that we provide to families. We do a few that are no cost, but most of them, we ask them to contribute what they can to support the operation, and then we cover what can't be covered.
Oh, look.
Okay.
She's got our little budget here.
Oh, nice.
So she's up. This is the amount of our...
Here's the grants right there.
Yeah. That's our therapy grant cost. I'm not sure.
This is where we adjust down the insurance.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So that grant. Yeah, our grants last year, we gave $60,000 in grants to families last year.
Depends on the year.
Okay, and you'd estimate that's about 75% of your total clientele?
That receives some portion.
That receives some portion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how do you determine, you know, do you have some set metrics, or how are you determining if these individuals qualify?
We do have a financial aid application that each family fills out and detailing their need, their... You know, they submit tax information and income information, and our board of directors reviews that to determine how much they need based on that application.
Okay. Dave, did you have a...
Yeah, are you a 501c3?
We are.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. You are.
Great.
I have that question. And then this property you did not own it on January 1st.
No, we received the donation at the end of 2018, and the purchase was completed, I think January 15th is when it was completed. We've been occupying the building for the last 11 years.
I just had a note that the application was not timely received. There is a deadline to receive that, so the application would have to be with regard to the year 2020 and not 2019.
Okay. We would appreciate any consideration. We're a small foundation.
Right.
I'm the part-time accounting staff and wasn't aware of the deadline. We got it in as quickly as we were made aware of that possibility. So we're grateful just to even have the consideration. Thank
you. Right. And from my understanding in reviewing the notes on this particular parcel, there is a portion of your operation that does operate on a for-profit, right? So this would be a partial exemption?
We have 6 units in this building, and currently the 6th unit we're renting out to the previous tenant till he retires. At the time that he retires, we'll convert it into part of our operation, but currently we are receiving rent on that sixth unit.
Okay.
But that unit would not.
Right. So just so you're aware, that unit wouldn't qualify.
Yeah, we weren't sure how that worked. We thought we could put it all in the application. At the time that that tenant leaves, then we can reapply for that portion.
You can reapply for that portion.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yep. Commissioner Lee, questions?
No, I think you walked through the questions I had. I just wanted to make sure that it was actually truly charitable, contributions and going back into the community. I see that. I'm not sure on the application, though, from what Dave is saying, if we can do 19 or if there's any flexibility for us to do that. I'd like to entertain that and see what can be done. Otherwise, we'll have to go with the 2020.
You'd have to go with 2020. There's a statutory deadline for a partial year exemption. And if they have missed that deadline, then it would be for 2020.
It's 2020.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for that effort. Yeah. We appreciate it. We invite you guys all to come and visit. Now I can, too.
No, I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Seeing no additional questions, I would entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve the application as stated number 15 with the year of 2020.
I will second that.
Well, that would be a partial.
With the mark, with, did you have the
oh,
minus
with the? Yeah, with the partial that was discussed.
Okay. Excuse me. I have a motion and a second to approve the application for new property tax exemption for Now I Care Foundation, excluding the parcel number 54277006. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Hold on. So they'll have to fill that out additionally, though. Right. Okay. So all those in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Okay, that'll carry 2-0. So, all right. Thank you. Next up, we have to approve or deny an application for new property tax exemption for Habitat for Humanity. Yeah. Vicki?
So, I'm sorry. These are three places where they are building homes on. They were purchased starting in 17 and through the end of 18. And their applications show that they started charitable use in January and June of 19, two of them in June. So they weren't applied for timely, but you accepted the late. There's one of them that is being rented to the person that's going to buy it while they work on the sales price and mortgage documents. So I wasn't sure if that one, if they could get an exemption on that one.
I think that one would qualify.
If it's below market rent, then that would qualify as low income housing, I think.
Okay.
I did talk to Jimmy Smith, and he said the date, the use was when they got their building permit. I did note on their website, it says it takes between 18 and 24 months for them to build the homes due to sweat equity.
Right.
So that would be why the one was back in 17. So.
Okay.
So I think the one that ends up with the serial number 001, my note shows that was under construction in 2018. That's the one I think
that's the one that's being rented.
So and my understanding is that that's a below market rent for low income housing.
Yeah, that's what I assume.
Yeah. So the recommendation would be to approve that one. The other two that are under construction now were not under construction as of January 1st. I don't know if they were.
Did they have building permits by January 1st? Do we know?
I'm sorry, repeat
that. Did they have building permits by then?
No, the building permits two of them were in June of this year.
Okay.
So the recommendation would be to approve the other two for 2020.
For 2020.
A question for you on that, Dave, because they were purchased before, and can they technically say that they were in their process like we do with the rural housing, in that they've had them, they're on their, they're working towards it, and so they have curb and gutter, and that is part of their process?
I think you could probably make that finding.
And I think we're dealing with a similar type of group here, so it would be consistent.
If I might, Commissioners, actually, in the case of Habitat Humanity versus Rural Housing, we're actually not Rural Housing. They, before a building permit is issued, they actually sell the property to the property owners. Habitat for Humanity maintains ownership through the construction phase, whereas Rural Housing, the owners take ownership during the construction phase. So it's a different, it's slightly different.
No, it's slightly different, but I think it's a little semantical. Right, Dr. Mano. Any additional questions, Commissioner Lee?
No, so I was trying to follow that. So, Bert, are you saying that that's slightly different so that we should deny this?
Well,
or
to clarify what I'm saying there, and I apologize, I wasn't clear. In one case, you have the organization that maintains ownership of the property, and their business model is their charitable use is the construction of the property.
Right.
Versus the Rural Housing, where their charitable business model is the creation of the building, buildable lot, which they then sell to qualifying individuals. So in one case, the exclusive use starts for, I don't know, you could probably argue the same in both cases.
I think you can argue the same in both cases. It's just a little different business model.
They have different models of how they do this.
Right, different business models, same objective. Would be my interpretation.
Yeah. That would be mine too. I'm inclined, even though the models are different, I think the intent is pretty much the same. So I'd be inclined to approve both of them.
Yeah, as would I. I'll entertain a motion.
Doctor, there's three of them.
There's three. Yeah.
Approve the applications for new property tax exempt as stated in number 16 on our agenda.
I will second that. I have a motion and a second to approve regular agenda item number 16. All those in favor, please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
That will carry 2-0. Next up is regular agenda item number 17 to approve or deny an application for new property tax exemption from Courage Rains. And this is a personal property tax exemption on account 84976. Vicki?
This is a nonprofit that provides physical therapy for handicapped children using horses, kind of like the Rachel Covey one that we did earlier in the year. They don't own the land, so they are just trying to get the personal property approved.
Okay, and is there, no, and the applicant isn't here to speak. Commissioner Lee, did you have any questions on this one?
The only question I have would have been the same question we did previously, and that is there sufficient evidence that they do, you know, charge fees that they're lower than market, and that we can verify that it's charitable. That's the only question that I don't know the answer to.
Some of these things I can find from websites, but I couldn't find that information on their website. I did send them a letter to come, but no one has come.
We may want to continue.
My inclination on this one, Commissioner Lee, would be to continue to give them an opportunity to come and make their case, because I think that's a vital question that does need answered accurately.
Break for motion?
Yes. Are you there?
You ready for a motion?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll make a motion then that we continue the item number.
You kind of broke up. Did we get a motion to continue regular agenda 17?
Yes.
Okay, I'll second that. I have a motion and a second to continue regular agenda item number 17. All those in favor, please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
I'll carry 2-0. Next up is regular agenda number 18. This is to approve or deny the 2019 application for new property tax exemption for Utah Regional Housing with the noted serial numbers.
They called me this morning and asked that it be continued because the person that would come was traveling this week.
I am okay with that. I'd entertain that motion.
I'll make a motion that we continue item number 18.
I will second. I have a motion and a second to continue regular agenda item number 18. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
That will carry 2-0. Next up is regular agenda number 19. This is to approve or deny a 2019 application for exemption from Rural Housing Development Corporation on the noted serial numbers.
These are two that I missed in April.
Okay.
So everything was okay.
Everything's okay with them. I didn't have additional questions. Commissioner Lee?
Nope, I'm ready to make a motion.
Go for it.
I'll make a motion that we approve agenda item number 19.
I will second that. I have a motion and a second to approve regular agenda number 19. All those in favor, please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
I'll pass 2-0. And last up is regular agenda item number 20, to approve or deny an application for the Board of Equalization for the Farmland Assessment Act for Wendell Gibby.
So this was remanded back to us from the state because he tried to appeal after the 45 days. This rollback was done back in September of 2018. And so he said his address was wrong. It was sent to the wrong address. So the state did remand it back to us. So now we're able to hear it. It was taken off Greenbelt due to lack of agricultural production.
Okay. And I'm guessing the applicant is not here, because I don't see anyone. In reviewing the files on this, I don't see a lot that would give me any indication that they're actively grazing or utilizing the property. Commissioner Lee, any thoughts? Oh, Commissioner Lee?
Spider. We lost him.
I think we lost him. I'm going to try calling him back.
Oh, there you are. Are you there?
Oh, you're here.
Okay. Sorry. So when I went down through and looked at it as well, I was concerned on the production in talking with Paul about it. I don't know about a snapshot, and it looks like those roads, you know, that went down through it have been there for some time, and I was concerned about, you know, the production or any production that has happened or any contracts they may have had for doing grazing there. The other concern is that they can, you know, even if they start construction, and then they can reapply. But I have some concerns. If the applicant's not there, I'm not sure what to do, except for it looks to me like it probably needs to be denied.
And that was my inclination too. So, given the evidence we have before us, I didn't feel a reason to continue. So,
okay.
I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion that we deny the application as stated number 20 on our agenda.
I will second. All those in favor of denying regular agenda item number 20, please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
That will carry 2-0 with one final motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. All those in favor of adjourning, please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Carries unanimously. Thank you, Commissioner Lee, and safe travels.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.